LBV Phenomenon and Binarity. The Environment of H.R. Carr, by A. Minner et al. Luminous blue variable stars, LBVs, are of great interest in massive star evolution as they experience very high mass loss episodes within short periods of time. H.R. Carr is a famous member of this class in the galaxy. It has a large circumstellar nebula and has also been confirmed as being in a binary system. One means of gaining information about the evolutionary status and physical nature of LBVs is studying their environments. We investigated the stellar content within approximately 100% of H.R. Carr and also its circumstellar nebula. Very Large Telescope, VLT, Multi-Unit Spectroscopic Explorer, MUSE, observations of a 2 feet x2 region around the star highlight the incompleteness of stellar classification for stars with magnitudes of V greater than 13 Mag. 8 B0 to B9 stars have been identified which may lie in close spatial vicinity to H.R. Carr. For a region with a radius of R equals 1.2 degree, approximately 100% at a distance of 4.8 kpc, around H.R. Carr, existing catalogs list several late O-type and early B-type stars, but only one early O-type star. Given the relatively low stellar and nebular masses in the H.R. Carr system, no early O-type stars and only a few late O-type stars would be expected in association with H.R. Carr. Instead, H.R. Carr's location in a point vector diagram suggests that H.R. Carr is not isolated, but is part of a moving group with a population of B-type stars in a spiral arm, and it has not received a strong kick from a supernova explosion of a companion star or a merger event. Potential binary evolution pathways for the H.R. Carr system cannot be fully explored because of the unknown nature of the companion star. Furthermore, the MUSE observations reveal the presence of a fast outflow and bullets that have been ejected at intervals of about 400 years. These features may have been caused by recurrent mass transfer in the system. This was LBV Phenomenon and Binarity. The Environment of H.R. Carr, by A. Minner et al.